Tara Dixon asks, the best advice for the startup phase of a service-based business. You know, Cara, it's fairly broad, so you've left me ample room to go where I want with this, so I appreciate that. Service-based business, product-based businesses, you know, my advice for the startup phase is going to be across both of those, and here's what it is. Stop spending money on stuff you don't need and start spending it on customers. You know, it's a bit of a rant that I've done many times, but I have to keep coming back to it because to me, it's just a hardcore philosophy. Do you know how many business people I meet who are in startup phase who, you know, I'm watching them on Facebook and they're, you know, they're going to the movies and then they're going on a cruise and then they're going to do this and then they're skiing. And I sit there and think, whoa, you know, all of that money invested in, you know, going to dinner every night and doing all these sort of things and you know, having the Instagram life so you look like you know what you're doing, all those things are compromising our ability to build a business. I reckon in the first 1 to 4 years of starting a business, every single spare dollar should go towards buying customers. You know, literally, you know, a business is nothing if we don't go out on the marketing offensive and go and get a whole bunch of new customers. So we've got to start to get in our head, you know, startup phase, money is limited. Capital is limited. Well, so let's not make it any worse. You know, and I'm not picking on you. I don't really know your scenario. I'm just answering your question according to the startups that I meet every day. But they're all, you know, selfies this and new cars this and, you know, and they've got all the new toys, but they don't have any customers. You know, I remember back when I first started, Kimberly and I, we never went on holiday. We never went out to do fancy stuff. Why? We were building a business. We put all the capital back into building a business. So we had tons of customers and great cash flow. In that first 1 to 4 years, it should be head down, bum up. You know, the amount of people that say to me, oh, you know, business is slow. And then when I audit their day, they drive through the drive-through coffee shop twice a day, get an extra, you know, big coffee with sprinkles and lattes and cream on top. It's like, yeah, but that's 10 bucks a day. You know, people say, how could that possibly change? Well, that's 1,500 Facebook impressions. You know, Facebook is $6 per 1,000 impressions. So every single time you're buying, you know, a coffee, that's 1,000 impressions nearly that you could have on Facebook testing and measuring what's working, what isn't, starting to storytell, letting people know about you. We've got to show you, you know, you can't have the stuff before the business kicks in. It just doesn't work. It's a recipe for disaster. You've just got to strip everything, live on beans and rice, and do the thing that's going to get you the marketing, that's going to build your client base, that's going to build you a great business. After a period of time, you hit a critical mass, you don't have to do that anymore. Okay, you can literally start to spend, you know, go on holiday, or you can go on holidays now, they just can't be expensive, you know. You can go camping or something, you know, you could create memories without having to spend a lot of money. But you can start to spend a bit more money in a few years' time when things are kicking in and the business is actually providing. So in the short answer, what's my advice? Stop buying stuff and start buying customers. Did you know that this show goes onto Facebook, it goes onto YouTube, it goes onto Instagram, it goes onto iTunes, and it goes onto LinkedIn? Do me a favor, would you? Tell more people about the show so that I can spread the message. Love ya. See ya.